Welcome to 30 Rockers, the original 30 Rock podcast.
We are your hosts, Kenny and Holly Pruitt.
We're back.
And better than ever? Is that?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know that we can make that judgment until the end of this episode.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to roll with it and see what 30 Rockers Nation determines. But we are back, nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't...
For better or for worse.
Remember when we recorded our last episode. I think it was April.
It was right before we left for New York.
Since we recorded our last episode, a lot has happened in our life.
Yeah.
We found out that we are having a baby girl.
Yes, we found out that our mystery child is no longer a mystery.
Yeah, it's a little girl. We sold our house.
Yes.
We put our house on the market and sold it. We
have to be out exactly 30 days from today.
Yep, 30 days from today.
We have to be out, so that'll be a fun little stretch right there.
We went to New York, as we had already discussed.
Yeah. Had a great trip to New York.
Oh my gosh. What was the highlight of the trip for you? Don't say what mine was. Don't make that your highlight because you know what mine was.
Well, there's two things that could potentially be your highlight. There was one activity and then a particular food item. I'm not sure which one is the highlight for you.
Well, maybe... My highlight of the trip was seeing Hamilton.
Okay.
Maybe your
Not
highlight
was
watching me eat a Philly cheesesteak.
Yes, we got to see Hamilton after spending a mortgage payment on tickets. We were able to see a showing of Hamilton our last night there.
It was incredible. It was life altering.
I mean, I would probably say that was the highlight of the trip for me too, as far as like just one singular moment that was like the best part. I mean,
I think it like made it more exciting because we had kind of just resigned to not seeing it. Like we just had given up, you know?
Yeah.
And then we decided YOLO, bitches.
YOLO indeed.
We're gonna spend all that money.
Yeah, I mean, it probably didn't hurt that Monday of our trip we accepted an offer
that was $10,000 over asking.
Right, so I was like, yeah, okay, we can spend $1,000 of that on tickets to a Broadway show.
Yeah, so we've just been really busy. Like every spare second has been getting the house in order for showings. Having people come over, like having like repair people come over. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. For anyone out there that is considering starting a podcast, it makes it super difficult to do a podcast together because we're both busy at the exact same times. Like just the way it works out, like the only time we can ever do a podcast is late at night.
You get up,
I get up
between
really
5
early.
And 6 in the morning every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, so it just is never an easy time to do it where if either of us recorded a podcast with someone that wasn't our spouse, it'd be way easier because we would just leave the house and go record a podcast somewhere. So
we're, like you said, 30 days away from being out of this house that we've lived in for 2.5 years. I'm going to be sad about it, I think. I think I'll get emotional.
Probably.
You know, our oldest was 7 months old when we moved in. A month later, we found out we were pregnant with Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, we've definitely, like, you know, established ourselves here. So it's going to be weird, especially because what we're moving on to is a little...
It's an uncertain future,
to say the least. It's an uncertain future. So the plan is to build a house. I know what you're thinking. Yes. What are the 30 Rockers doing that they have all this money to build a house? Believe it or not, it's actually much cheaper than anything on the market right now.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, because the house we're building is certainly not what most people would describe as a dream home.
No.
It's a very modest home that we'll be building.
Yeah.
It just happens to be that since we're the ones building it, we can get it for like $30,000 cheaper than if buying we were just buying the same house.
Yeah.
Built brand new for someone else.
Yeah. So the reason though we're able to kind of do it cheaply though is being able to find a property that is cheap.
Right. Yes.
In an area that we want to live in.
Yes.
And so that has been narrowed down to one property, and we are having a hell of a time just even getting in touch with the agent to put an offer in. So it's very scary for me, the high anxiety planner, leaving our house and not having a plan. But even more stressful than that, we are going to be moving into my parents' house for the interim.
Yes, in the interim.
And that is contingent on us building a house.
Right. So we're probably looking at like 2 to 6 months.
Yeah.
If we find a property, probably closer to the 6 month side. If we don't find one, probably closer to the 2 month side. Because I can't imagine us being there for much longer than a month with nothing in the works and us deciding, okay, this is, we're just going to move out.
Yeah.
And get an apartment or something for the time being.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's stressful. My parents don't live in a big, their house is smaller than ours.
Yes.
We will be living in a bedroom of the house.
Yep.
I mean, they're obviously going to make reasonable accommodations for us. But yeah, it's going to be Kenny and me and Charlie in one bedroom. They said that they would let Kate sleep in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the baby comes, I guess she'll be in our bedroom too.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm definitely stressed out right now, but I'm just really hopeful that everything's going to work out. So that's kind of what we're working towards right now. We're trying to get an offer in on this property. Once we do that, we can, you know, start breaking ground on the house.
Yeah, we'll see what we can get done here in the next
30 days. In the meantime, we're just purging and packing our house, moving most of our stuff into a storage unit.
Speaking of 30 days.
30 days.
We are the 30 Rockers after all. And I guess that means we're here to discuss 30 Rock episode 318, Jackie Jorm Jump.
I think the title of this episode is maybe the best part about it.
Is that a little spoiler alert?
I don't
foreshadowing?
Know.
A little Tarantino?
I'll let you be the judge of that. Jackie Jorm Jump. This episode was written by Kay Cannon and Tracy Wigfield, directed by Don Scardino. It originally aired April 16th, 2009, and Netflix has this to say about it. Liz must find a way to occupy her time during a short-term suspension from work. Jack asks Jenna to create promotional buzz when the film studio has second thoughts about releasing her Janis Joplin biopic. And there might have been guest stars, I don't know. There's Jeffrey Wienerslave is Todd Boyne. I literally can't say.
He was in the last episode.
I know, but Anyway, I can't say his last name. He was also in an episode of Gilmore Guys, though.
Okay.
It was really cool.
One hat for the episode. Constant craving.
Liz was very interested in what Frank's hat was.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a... It was kind of a funny moment,
I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
Can I at least see what Frank's hat says?
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah, it's kind of a... Like, it's one of those things where... It's never addressed in the show until that moment. The fact that like, he is wearing different hat every day or whatever. So anyway. So it's been such a long time since we've recorded.
There's literally no way to know whose turn it is to go first on the 30 Rockers recap.
The 30 Rockers recap. It's true. I'm pretty sure it's my turn.
How can you possibly know that?
I think that was the rhythm we were on before, because we always record two episodes and I was the first episode, you're the second episode.
Okay. Well, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
So Liz is on suspension for sexual harassment, and so she ends up making some friends at her building, and it turns out that it's an all-female fight club. And yeah, that's kind of a weird part of the episode. And then Kenneth's in love with Daphne, but it turns out .com is dating Daphne. It really hurts Kenneth's feelings. And then Tracy ends up firing Daphne, and then it leads to all the other dancers going on strikes, and they have really crappy dancers that replace her. Meanwhile, Jenna is trying to promote her movie, and it ends up staging her death with Jack. What was that sound? There was no sound?
No, it was outside.
Oh. I definitely thought I heard. That was bizarre. Anyway, I covered some of what happened in the episode.
I mean, that's pretty much it. There wasn't a whole lot that really happened that's worth talking about. So this might be an episode that's just us talking about our vacation.
It's possible. We are going to, because it's been so long, we've, you know, thought a little bit about the show here and there. So we're trying something new. It seems like as good a time as any to change things up a little bit. So we're going to try something new, see how we like it. Now, as we've kind of alluded to, this may not actually be the greatest episode to try something new on because, well, it may or may not have been a terrible episode. But we're going to try a little different rather than covering things we liked, things we don't like. We're going to just cover three things each. And just kind of see where the conversation takes us.
I have a feeling this one's going to go downhill pretty fast.
So I'll go first.
All right.
The first thing that stuck out to me, had more significance than it's had in any of the previous episodes, was the opening credits.
Yeah, because we went there.
Yeah, we got to go to 30 Rock. It was actually a pretty fun day. 30 Rock, our day at 30 Rock.
It was, I mean, definitely a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, for sure. So we showed up at 30 Rockefeller Plaza for a tour, a 30 Rock tour.
The NBC Studios
tour. Yes, the NBC Studios tour. And I like bought these tickets and was 100% sure that our tour was the first tour of the day. It was at 8 a.m. And they say you need to be there half an hour early. So we show up at like 7:30, which, you know, that's pretty early when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Especially when we had to walk.
We walked there.
We had to leave a half an hour early. So, like, you know, we were up by 6, out the door by 7, stopped to get some food on the way, 2:30 Rock by 7:30 in the morning. The place isn't even open that you like check in for the tour. It didn't even open till like 7:50 or something.
No, it opened at 8 o'clock. You were like supposed to be, you were supposed to check in no later than 10 minutes before your tour.
Right.
But they were like, oh yeah, the store doesn't open until 8. So
yeah, that's
right. Where you need to be.
So we finally get in there. We check in. They're like, okay, great. We'll see you back here in like an hour, because I think they did end up opening it a little bit early. I think it was like 7:45 or something, and they're like, basically, we'll see you back in an hour. You need to be back like 8:45. Your tour is at 9. And I looked at the tickets, and the tickets did say 9. So I mean, obviously that's what they were going off of, but I was so convinced, the person that I talked to when I had bought the tickets, because I actually bought them like over the phone. Mm-hmm. I was convinced that they had said 8 o'clock. Anyway, but this actually led to...
Well, I was annoyed because I was so tired.
Right.
But what it actually led to was, since the store wasn't open, we had nowhere to go. We just kind of walked around the plaza.
Yeah.
And we ended up seeing a bunch of celebrities getting ready for NBC Upfronts and apparently Red Nose Day also.
Yeah.
So I saw Milo Ventimiglia and Mandy Moore and Justin Hartley from This Is Us.
Yes.
I saw Retta.
You were just beside yourself.
I couldn't even believe it. I've loved Milo Ventimiglia. I mean, since Gilmore Girls,
liked him since Heroes. Not quite as long, but.
And then you got to see.
Yeah, Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah.
None other than President David Palmer from 24.
Yeah. So that was. So even though I was annoyed, if Kenny had not, you know, misread the time, that would not have happened because we were just killing time before we could even check in. It ended up working out
to be one of the cooler parts of the trip because it was like, it wasn't just random celebrities. It's like celebrities that were actually like from shows we really liked.
Yeah.
And then, so then we go back in, it's like 8:45 AM and we go to check back in for our tour at 9.
And they're like, okay, and just wait around, you know, just wait over here. Like,
okay, perfect. Great. Wait around here. And we're sitting there waiting around.
And NBC page.
Yeah. None other than an NBC
just
page
walks up to us
and we're like, we knew, you know, from watching 30 Rock so much, we like knew from their outfit exactly what they were.
Yeah.
And they walk up and they're like, hey, we need a studio audience for a movie that's filming. It has Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm, Would you be interested?
And, we kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit because we're like, oh, we're going to miss our tour. And we couldn't have our phones on us.
Yeah, that was one of the things. This was Monday of our trip. And that was
when we were supposed to be accepting offer, like signing papers to accept offers on our house. And but we, you know, ultimately decided to do it. So we sat in the SNL studio and watched a scene from A Star Is Born being filmed.
Yeah.
We watched Bradley Cooper's directing the film, so he was out there a lot.
Yeah,
we got to see him pretty close up, and then we also got to see Lady Gaga perform live for this scene.
Yeah, and the best part of the experience was getting to see Lady Gaga's boob.
Yeah, her boob popped out in her first take.
Her first take, the whole thing. And what's so funny is we've talked about this before on a previous episode when Liz's entire breast.
To be fair, it was her entire breast. Her,
this was just Lady Gaga's nipple.
Gaga, it was
just
her nipple.
She was wearing a low-cut shirt and it like kind of.
But yeah, so we had already been there for like an hour and it was just the choreographer running through over and over.
Yeah.
And over again. And then finally they bring her out. And she, you know, she's saying hi. She's really sweet. She's saying hi to everybody on the set. She's like, you know, acknowledging the audience. She was wonderful. And they finally get every, I mean, and God, it just took freaking forever after how many times they went through.
It was interesting at least to be like, you know, this is 3 minutes of the movie.
Right.
And it's a whole day's worth of shooting.
And I mean, it's serious. I mean, it took forever. Anyway, so they finally get the first shot with her out there set up, and it's just, you know, her basically her character's performing on SNL.
Yeah,
so that's all it is. It's just
tell,
a musical performance.
Yes, like Lady Gaga is playing some fictional character in this movie who her character is the musical talent, the musical guest on SNL.
So she's doing this, you know, 3 minute performance, and it's, you know, lots of singing and dancing. And you're watching on the monitor. I was looking down at the stage and you're like, oh, her nipple's out. And I'm looking down the stage. It's like, no, I don't think so. And then I look up at the HD monitor. I was like, oh my God, that's her nipple.
Yeah,
so then she goes through the whole song. They let her go through the whole song.
She performed the entire thing.
It popped out like right away.
It was like 15 seconds into a 3.5 minute song.
And then
song.
Bradley Cooper, as soon as it was over, Bradley Cooper comes out, stands right in front of her, blocking her body from the audience, and is whispering to her. And you see her look down and look up and go, the whole time?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to get in trouble for sharing this. Maybe we're going to get our podcast shut down.
Oh, no. Well, you already have to submit your podcast for approval since... Anyway.
Yeah, my employer, I found out, like, my employer, just to make sure there's no conflicts of interest, I have to submit my, like, podcast for approval or something. Anyway.
So then after she did her second take, at the end, she goes, did my, she, like, acknowledged the audience, said, did my boob stay in that time?
Yeah.
And I will say, I am not a huge fan of Lady Gaga's music, though I do recognize her talent, and she is an incredible singer. It was amazing to watch.
The song the movie was just the worst song ever. Garbage. It might have had something to do with the fact that we heard it like 11 times in a row.
Oh my gosh.
Like, but I will say, she was singing live. She was not singing, like, she wasn't lip syncing. Like, she clearly singing live while doing this dance routine that was very, very intricate.
Yeah.
And she did an incredible job every single time.
Oh my gosh.
From first take to last.
Yeah.
So I was definitely impressed. Definitely gained a lot of respect for her.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, we have no idea what time it is.
Yeah.
And I am like freaking out. I think I heard somebody say, like, from their, you know, like looking at their watch, oh, it's 11:40. And I knew by noon I had to be signing paperwork for
like
these
digital paperwork. Yeah.
To accept an offer on our house, which would have, anyway. So I just get up in between takes. Like, we're like locked in the studio. I get up. I said, I'm sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. I use my, you know,
she's pregnant.
I'm pregnant. I use my baby as the excuse. And when I walk out, I'm like, hey, I need you to unlock my phone. Like, and they're like, oh, are you going back? And I go, I guess not. I really need my phone. Like, I need my phone. I need to go to the bathroom and I have business I need to take care of. So I couldn't get back in. So they did unlock my phone. I got the paperwork signed for both of us, but then they wouldn't let me back in. So I was just literally hiding around the hallways of 30 Rock for several minutes without my husband, because I couldn't get in touch with him to let him know.
Yeah, because they have these little like
magnetic
baggies that are like locked that have to be unlocked with a magnet.
It's like the same as like a shopping like a tag.
Yeah, one of those magnetic tags.
Yeah, magnetic tags on clothes.
Yeah.
But it was insane. So I was literally just wandering, and then finally I found a page. Because there were the only person that was out there was the guy that worked. It was like a rep for the company for the tags.
Yeah.
So like I and then it was just random NBC employees. I was like, they can't help me. So I was literally hiding in the corner of a hallway. And finally I found a page. It was like, hey, so I was in there. My husband's in there. I can't get a hold of him because he, you know, like his phone's locked up. I don't need to go back in there. I really just, can you like, to have like show me where they're gonna be taking them when they're done, so I can just wait for him. And so we were reunited.
Yes. For lunch.
But yeah.
Which I was initially disappointed because it was like, oh, they're providing lunch, and I was thinking like, oh, maybe it'll be like this awesome spread and it was just sack lunches.
Yeah.
But then actually the sandwiches, for being like just like sandwiches and a sack lunch,
I don't even
were
like
surprisingly yeah. really good. Like,
I don't even
I really
like
wanted
sandwiches.
To go back and get another sandwich.
I know. I don't even like sandwiches.
Yeah,
I don't.
You don't.
And
it was good.
I ate my whole sandwich.
Yeah. Anyway, all that after that. So we went through this whole thing. It was a 4 hour, 5 hour like detour. But then we did end up getting to take the tour. They let us in. The person that we spoke with knew kind of the situation, knew that why we missed, and then they were able to get us on with one other tour that day.
Yeah.
And then it was definitely really cool.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
It was a really fun thing to do.
It was so fun.
Sure.
That definitely was cool to see all of the, I mean, and I posted pictures on Twitter too. So if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, you've seen the pictures. But it was cool to just see all that stuff up close and personal. I went to 30 Rock once, but it's been like 20 years. So it's much different.
Biggest shock of the 30 Rock tour, which this shows how uneducated we really are as the 30 Rockers. We should have known this. But 30 Rock actually was not filmed. At 30 Rock.
Only the pilot was.
The pilot was, and then they did say that the live episodes
were done at 30 Rock. In the studios there. Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, if you can go back and listen to any episode of this podcast, off the top of my head, did not know that. But as soon as she told us that, I was like, I definitely knew that. And I felt like such an idiot.
Oh, well.
Yeah, just latent knowledge that you know, now is no longer Leighton.
Anyway, all that to say,
the opening credits.
Opening credits stuck out.
The had best part of the episode.
A little extra meaning than normal. Honestly, it was kind of downhill from there for me.
Yeah.
What's your first thing you want to touch on?
Kenneth being amazing and talking about SEX probation.
Matt, what if it was just called sex probation?
Sex probation. I was hoping that you would put that in your recap, but you did not.
No, I did not. I did not put in SEX probation.
That's about it.
Okay.
I mean,
so just Kenneth and SEX probation.
It's funny, and I love Kenneth. So
yeah, Kenneth was Kenneth in this episode.
He was good.
I mean, it was really funny that like he felt the need to disclose that he has a long-term plan to marry Daphne, whom he's never spoken
of. Right.
But he needs to disclose that to
Jack,
who's his, you know, not his immediate supervisor.
He could think of at least 40 people between them. Yes. So that even further goes to my, like, bewilderment of why Jack spends so much time with 30 Rock.
Right. I mean, other than the fact that he just, for some reason, decided that Liz was going to be his mentee.
Yeah. I mean, that has to be it. What do you got going on over there?
The second thing that stuck out to me about this episode, I'm always a sucker for a good conspiracy theory. And Jack alluding to Jenna needing to pull a Tupac,
okay,
and be more successful dead than alive.
Yeah,
because I mean, there is a lot of people out there that still think that maybe Tupac's not actually dead.
Well, that's what was so silly about it. Was like, what's the? It's definitely a long con for short-term payoff because she doesn't have a ton of stuff in the can to like keep releasing, you know. It was literally for one movie.
Yeah, but it seemed to be like really close. I mean, well, this covered like a week.
Well, right.
And he was getting ready to sell it like a week later. Just sell the I think all he was trying to do is get the distribution rights picked up.
Well, right, but she's dead. What is the rest of her life supposed to look like?
Obviously she'll come back and just say like, "Oh, it was a misunderstanding."
Okay.
Like
I'm just saying, because that hasn't happened with Tupac.
Right, because I think he's actually dead.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
What if the biopic that's coming out?
I know.
What if that's like the long con and he reveals at the end that like he's not actually dead?
Like it does like a flash forward and it's old Tupac, but it's actually just 45-year-old Tupac.
Yeah, like actual.
Yeah. Because he was like, he was like 25 when he died.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I've seen a couple trailers for that movie. It looks really good.
It does. And like, honestly, it was straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
It was very highly regarded. I think that was last year.
Yeah.
And there's been some other, you know, hip hop biopics. I just have never got into the hip hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was a biopic about like Demon Hunter, then like I would like be there opening night.
I just remember, I remember some of his music. I also don't really listen to hip hop. I never listened to N.W.A. So like.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like while I thought the movie looked really good, and I'm not even saying I wouldn't watch it because I probably would.
Yeah.
If it's on demand for free, I'll watch it because I heard it's really good, and I think there's obviously a greater message than the music that they were releasing.
Right, for sure.
But I actually did listen to some of Tupac's music because my brother was really into Tupac.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it'd be worth a watch.
Probably I just watch so we just don't few see. Movies these days. Like
we got rid of part of purging to move is we just got rid of
like 300 movies.
Yeah. DVDs.
So I have a friend, Kevin Zaid of the Zaid Story podcast, And for his podcast, he had people that had contributed, you know, been guest hosts or whatever, yeah. like contribute, like, hey, what's your favorite movie of 2016, I think. This is the end of 2016 leading into 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I haven't seen a single movie released in 2016. So I ended up telling him one that was like released in 2013.
Well, it was like
that I had just seen in 2016 for the first time.
And it was an independent film, so it wasn't like...
Right. It wasn't like, I finally saw the new Transformers from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
No, like it was an independent film. But anyway, that shows you like in 2016... I saw one movie that came out that year, and it was Arrival. And it was, I think, in the month of December for our anniversary.
It was in the month of December. That's right.
So
didn't we see, wasn't there a Fast, or was that 2015?
Yeah, there was, I mean, Fast
7
was 2015, I think.
And so because we saw that.
The Fate of the Furious, we saw that. That's the one movie we've seen in theaters this year. Yeah. That and Moana.
Moana. Yeah, we did take our daughter to see Moana. She's obsessed. She literally talks about it almost every day. Like, remember?
Remember the big TV?
And I see Moana and Charlie stayed home. Yeah. Anyway, our kids are cute.
So maybe this is the year we find out Tupac's actually just pulling a Jenna Maroney.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
That would be like the biggest conspiracy theory to prove to be true in history, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it'd just be sad. Point,
I mean, like, there's obviously bigger ones. Like, there's bigger overarching conspiracy. Like, if JFK, if it turned out that, like, that was, like, if LBJ had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, that'd be bigger. But that's probably less likely than, like, maybe Tupac being alive. Who knows?
Yeah.
What about you? What's another thing about this episode? That
It's another Kenneth thing. Just Kenneth and Meredith Vieira. Just the idea. I mean, everything about that.
It is kind of funny. Like, I do like the subtle references that they make to, like, real NBC
people. The NBC universe, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, they've had Jerry Seinfeld on, which is funny because today, like, the episode he was on... Like, it was around the time B-Movie was coming out, and he was promoting B-Movie. And we, like, started watching. That was on demand on Comcast today.
Yeah, so we literally just
had... No, I'm sorry. It was Netflix.
We just had the kids start watching B-Movie today, which is a weird-ass movie.
It's like a bee falling in love with a human. Super strange.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I liked that a lot.
Yeah, her forcing him to eat an unripe banana.
Our daughter would be pissed if I gave her an unripe banana.
Oh my gosh. Our daughter is so picky with bananas. To be fair, nobody wants a green banana. I mean, I don't know anybody.
There are people that do.
I don't know anyone. I've never met a person in my life that would prefer a green banana over a well-ripened banana. But our daughter just will not eat them. She'll take a bite and be like, I don't like it.
Yeah. She's a weirdo for sure.
My last thing here that stuck out to me was the idea of women getting together and having a female version of Fight Club.
That's what I have too. Did you see that coming as somebody who's never seen this before?
No, that definitely was out of left field. However, what made me think of was like, you know, that's about as likely as anything else that women could be doing. I don't know what happened when women get together. Have you ever gotten into a fight at one of your women's gatherings?
No, but you do know what happens because when we were at our women's retreat, you got like drunk text messages from one of our, which we've talked about, I think on the podcast, about having sex with Tom Hardy.
All that I know for sure women are together is that you're pretty likely to at one point get naked.
Me.
You specifically.
Yes. I just take my clothes off sometimes. You're
less likely when you're pregnant because there's no alcohol involved.
There's no alcohol involved, but I also like don't have a problem being naked, I guess. Like, I'm not like super confident in my body but I also just like don't care. Like I guess like around my female women, friends, it's,
there's no sexual right. intention for it whatsoever.
I'm like, I don't feel like they're judging me at all.
Right.
So I don't know. 2018, I think, is going to be my year. I'll be 30. And that's going to be my year to get in shape. I'll be done having kids.
Done having kids. You can maybe try ketosis one more time.
Oh, God.
Just really go for it.
Well, also, like, you've, like, heard about blood type diets, too?
Oh, yes. I have heard about this.
And that's our blood. You and I have the same blood type.
Ketosis is?
Or, like, low carb.
That's funny.
Like, what the hell? I physically can't do it. I, like, get so sick.
You get what everyone gets.
No, you don't.
You get the keto flu. It's you what don't most get people it. Get. Maybe I'm just not actually entering into ketosis.
That's what I think. We need to get you those pee strips.
Yeah.
I can't do ketosis. I need to figure something out because obviously drinking fruit punch flavored Fanta,
as delicious as it is,
I can't do that. And you know, and Dr. Pepper can't be my main source of caffeine.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's going to take to get me to eat better.
I don't know either.
I don't need to lose weight. I mean, I will need to lose weight once the baby's born.
Yeah, probably.
But like I said, for you. 2018's my year, so.
Okay.
Female Fight Club, I had that written down too. But it started with, I read somewhere, it's Tuesday. When apparently it was Friday.
Yeah, they were all wrong. Liz thought it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
The other one thought it was Thursday. Somebody else read that it was Tuesday, but it was actually Friday.
Agreed on that, and it was Friday. Yeah. That happens to me often, though, because I still just haven't quite gotten used to the rhythm of your new schedule.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
And your previous schedule was Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And so, and then also being a stay-at-home mom to two little kids, and I don't have regular activities, or like, you know, I don't have a job outside of the home, you know, like there's just, it's a little bit harder for me to mark time. So that happens to me often.
Yeah. I forget what I was watching the other day, but they were just talking, I think it was like, you know, some sort of, they were just talking about how it's hard to keep track of time. Specifically in reference, like not having access to sunlight and stuff. And it's like, you know, that actually would be like it would be kind of interesting sometime just to see, like, if you were somewhere, just to guess when it's been 24 hours.
Yeah.
Without access to being able to watch TV or have a clock or have a phone
no
or anything.
No TV for 24 hours.
Like, just like, you know, you could read books or something, but there's no, you're in a house with no windows, or in an area with no windows. You have no access to sunlight, no access to clocks. And you just have to like have your best guess when it's been a day.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. Like I would have no idea.
I mean, yeah. Although okay,
I would just probably sleep a lot.
Me too. That's what I was going to say. I would just sleep. But even then I would think I'm sleeping a lot.
Yeah.
But then I'd be like,
you have no idea.
Oh, it's been 24 hours. Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's been 13 hours.
Yeah. For sure.
Speaking of something similar, this is like me tooting my own horn. When we were in New York, I was like a freaking human compass.
Yeah, you really just took to the way that they had their city laid out.
We were staying in Hell's Kitchen and spent like the majority of our time in Times Square, or at least just going that direction. And
yeah, with the exception of going to Central Park for
and the World
15
Trade Center
minutes
or the World 9/11 Museum.
Yeah, but I would say like 90% of the time we spent was within a 10 by 10 square.
Yeah. And just that grid, man, it just made sense.
Yeah.
I got it. Just, and I knew, but even when we got to Central Park, we were in Central Park, you were like, well, this isn't if we leave this exit, like if we exit right here, this isn't where we came in. I'm like, well, right. But like we did a circle. So like we're still in the right direction towards going back to where we're going, you know, where we're going.
Yes.
And I just like, man, I got it. I felt so good about myself. Cause let me tell you what, I have lived in this city that we live in literally my entire life, with the exception of 1 year. And I still have to Google map things in this stupid city.
Yeah.
So I felt like just a, like I felt like Rain Man being able to navigate after being there for 4 days.
Yeah, you definitely, like my internal compass was working, because at one point I was like, I feel like that's north.
Yeah.
And so therefore, like I sort of had my bearings of what I sort of internally thought was north, south, east, and west. And I was right. Mm-hmm. But that didn't help, because I didn't, like in our town, that's mostly how I know where something is I can sort of internally know, like, okay, where I am in the city and what is what direction, more so than actually, like, plus, I mean, I managed at Jimmy John's for 2 years, and I just happened to work.
There's a lot of deliveries.
Well, there. I just happened to work at the north-south boundary in our town.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that it helps me also know, like, okay, if something's this this address or this address, I know at least where in the city it is.
I don't know, man. I just have always had a hard time with navigation, so I felt like a genius. It was like the East Coaster in me.
Yeah.
I felt like I belonged, but I could never live there. And actually, this was, so I mean, it's been a while since we've been back, but literally the day after we left was when that man ran down all those people in Times Square.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was like...
Yeah, I mean, we were in time, like we said, we were in Times Square.
It was horrifying. Like, we were literally there for the four previous days, and I just, like...
Yeah.
I like, it took a long time. It took several days for me to stop thinking, I mean, to be able to stop thinking about it.
I think it probably took me, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah, it really stressed me out. And then when we came home, so we took a late night flight home.
Yes.
Woke up the next morning.
Uh-huh.
And we were all excited to see her. I was so excited to see our kids. I had missed them so much.
Yep.
And your parents had spent the night, so there was somebody, you know, here with the kids, obviously. I woke up and I had the pukes.
Yeah, it wasn't a great welcome back. I ended up going to work the following day.
Yeah.
And so we got back Wednesday. I had taken Thursday off.
You got back
for recovery
at like 2 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Right.
So yeah, you took Thursday off.
Took Thursday off, went to work on Friday. You were sick all day Thursday. Mm-hmm. I went to work Friday, got sick Friday night.
Yeah.
Had to
take
sick Saturday.
So yeah, it's just been, and then I just this week, we're recording on a Wednesday night, and Monday woke up with like a sore throat, and I felt like crap yesterday, and this baby's just sucking out every ounce of immune system I have.
We've had a rough go the last month, but hopefully this gets us back on the saddle. I guess there's one last thing for us to do here. What do you rate this episode of 30 Rock, babe?
3.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
I was going to go 5.
Okay.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It just...
I mean,
it
I guess it's
wasn't
good.
Good.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's funny that I said it. Oh, I guess it's good. I guess it's good that it was our first episode back, in a sense that a lot has happened over the last, like, you know, 5-6 weeks. So we just got a chance to talk about all that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there wasn't much in this
episode.
There
wasn't much in this episode to talk about. Liz's hair looked really nice.
Yeah, she straightened it for half the episode. So that was a little different than normal.
But yeah, that's about it. 3, 5.
Well. For those of you out there that would like to give your thoughts, maybe contribute the 3 things about this episode that stuck out to you. There's multiple ways that you can do that. Holly, why don't you tell
everyone
about those ways?
You can email us, contact@30rockers.com. You can get at us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter @30rockerspod. And we also have a voicemail inbox, 754-30-ROCK-1. I will say we did get a lovely voicemail from a listener, Jeff, today, and that is what prompted us to like make it a priority to record today.
Yes, I believe. Yeah, it was Jeff.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was just, he's just missing us, missing our lovely voices.
We've definitely, I mean, like we said, kind of just at the top of the episode, we've just had a really busy last month. And so, but we've not forgotten about the podcast. It's always kind of on the back of our minds. And I'm already thinking about how we're going to get our setup, our recording setup, when we are all crammed into my parents' house. And I think we'll be able to make it work. It might be a little bit more infrequent, but I think it's something that we really are committed to.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate your voicemail, Jeff. Thanks for sticking with us. And this episode is dedicated to you.
Yeah. Until next time, for 30 Rockers, I'm Kenny.
And I'm Holly.
And remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.